On this Wednesday, we're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. I'm wondering if you can walk me through the Corn Belt and talk about places that have gotten rain, others that might need it, and how it divides up. So I'm thinking North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin has, but give me kind of what your assessment might be.
Yeah, boy, you know, there's a lot of variation out there, and it is going to be kind of complicated to kind of describe it all to you. The interior part of north central into northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota still running fairly dryish. They've had less than a half inch of rain this past week. The same thing is true for the southeast corner of South Dakota. And then there's a larger area from southwestern Minnesota into a big part of Iowa that has not seen a lot of precipitation here over the past week. And as you recall, that the whole last month plus a week or so has been below average rainfall for a big part of Iowa, especially the central and east, though. So we haven't done anything to fix their issue. Farther to the north, up in northern Wisconsin, the rains have been minimal there. There's not a lot of crop that's produced there. The area that's most important in Wisconsin has seen a fair amount of rain. In fact, there's been some locally heavy rainfall over the past week, with totals getting up over 3 inches. Then if we drop down into Illinois, boy, there's been a lot of contrast there. Some counties, about six of them in the interior south of Illinois, have had anywhere from 2.5 to 6 inch plus amounts of rainfall over the past 7 days. But you get up into central Illinois, and some spots there have either been dry or have less than a half inch of rain. The same thing has occurred in portions of central into southeastern Indiana and a large part of eastern Michigan. And even on top of that, there's some spots in Kentucky and Ohio that also have done rather poorly. So it's a big mix. I imagine if you drove your car from one end of the Midwest to the other, you would see so much variation from one field to the next that it's going to be really difficult to try to assess what the bottom line is.
Is the next week even rainfall out at all?
Well, not really. I think we will see a little more rain, though, in Iowa and some of the drier pockets in southwestern Minnesota. So they'll do a little bit better. Illinois is still going to be a split, I think. Some areas in Illinois are definitely going to get some rain. I'm just not convinced we're going to see the drier pockets getting the kind of rain that they need to really make a big difference. And then the farther east you go, into Indiana, Ohio, even parts of Kentucky, I'm afraid the rains are going to be a little more erratic there, and we're still going to have some pockets that are just not doing a very good job with moisture, and the crop stress there in those pockets obviously is going to continue to be an issue.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.